The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Apostle Aramis Hines telling you why you need to be there.
You can look through all of scriptures. The greatest works happen through some of the greatest men, and their greatness was attached not to themselves, but to their encounter with God. This tangible encounter with God, nothing replaces the encounter. Once you encounter God, your life changes forever. The mandate is for us to pause, get still, and allow ourselves to be recentered and recalibrated into who God truly called us to be. And when that takes place, we'll have the confidence, we'll have the security, we will have our identities. And when we look at our wives, when we look at our children, when we look at our parents, when we look at our community, we'll be able to serve with confidence, with dignity, with integrity, as the man of God that God called us to be. When men step into the fullness of who they're called to be, we can now begin to strengthen and transform our communities, our cities, our nation, and ultimately we can bring the kingdom of God into the entire world.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havard L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So today we're going to continue in our series on the power of confession. And we can go for a long time on this. As a matter of fact, when we reestablish the School of Stature, we're going to have courses on this, because this, unbeknownst to many, amen, words are what have you trapped, or words are how you overcome. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded right now of David when he came to the battle to see about his brothers. Yes. And when he stepped off the cart, he heard Goliath. Yeah. And something in him, I believe something in him jumped. You know, because he was covenant. And when he heard the wickedness and the evil cursings of Goliath, what rose up in him was covenant. And David began to inquire. But my point is, when David went out, he went out after his confession. Amen. When you're trying all the time, it ain't gonna work. Now, you that have been in attendance, we've been studying, we just skimmed the surface of etymology, the meaning of words, and how our society and the people, I'm going to say, in the background that no one sees, that are pulling the strings of nations and governments and economies and Federal Reserve and all that stuff, they understand this. They teach their children the original languages, Hebrew, Sanskrit, Greek, you know, the different ones, Latin, because those words have meaning. And not just meaning, but in the beginning, and I've talked about this, I just want to lay the foundation here. In the beginning, we talk about how language was not just given by God for communicating. Language was given to create.
Amen.
And why the world is in such a turmoil is, I believe, solely at the basic fundamental principle, is because of that. People don't value words.
Amen.
Now, this, to some, this might sound just words, because you say anything. You know, you say stuff, da-da-da-da-da-da, and don't think that words, but no, words are creative. And not only that, you see, there's an experiment, a test a gentleman did, and I talked a little bit about this. He took water and he put sounds, pleasant sounds, distorted sounds, and even wrote words on pieces of paper and put it in front of the water and then froze it. He put like sickness in front of one of the waters. He put health in front of one of them, you know, different things like that. And when he froze it and looked at it under a microscope, the water that had the positive words or the pleasant sounds over it crystallized into beautiful geometric shapes, beautiful, perfect shapes. Now the ones like sickness and that, they were all distorted. The water was all messed up. Just from him writing words and putting them there and playing music, and it responds. You know, your plants will respond to you. Amen. Now, see, this scares some people, because see, you're just so flippant with words, and that's why you're confused about a lot of stuff.
Amen.
That's why so many don't live the caliber of life Jesus promised.
Amen.
That's why stuff don't line up. I know the Bible said this, but why is it? Well, there's a reason. God's not going to give us any command that he doesn't give us grace to fulfill.
Amen.
The grace to fulfill it.
Amen.
So he did these tests, and those pockets of water took on the form of the words that were. Do you know your body is 70 to 75% water?
Amen.
Yes, it is. Your cells, every part of your body, the highest percentage of it is water.
Amen.
Cells, muscles, everything is water. The entire body, the brain, everything. Amen. The entire body, the high percentage of your body is 75%, 70 to 75% water. So now if he's putting stuff or saying things to this water, and this water's taking form, how about your body?
Yeah.
See, people don't look at things on that level, because the devil wants us carnal, worried about bills, worried about Christmas, you know, worried about this, worried, distracted, disrupted, disturbed. You know, the word disease, you know, like what doctors diagnose people, not all doctors, but as a rule, the whole industry will diagnose someone and say they're diabetic. That's a disease. What does that mean? Dis-ease. What it really means is that your body is just not at ease. You ain't diabetic. But you receive that, so you get on the medication for the rest of your life and feed the monster. Where your body has the ability to heal itself. See, folks don't get real serious about this. They get spooked with it. But see, that's how carnal the world and the church is.
Amen.
Not serious about God. Jesus said this, I only say what I hear my Father say. He speaks, I speak. He shifted everything. Some don't welcome the pressure with it. Folks saying, you done changed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I mean? Losing friends or being ostracized or, you know, set apart, or like, you can't talk that one. He losing his mind. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You need the mind of Christ.
Yes,
lose your mind.
Yes,
but we've been studying words, and how important It is, because it's not just coincidence. We looked at this, and I'm just touching this. You can get the CDs or whatever, or go on YouTube and watch it. But in 1946, they took etymology out of the classroom. Amen. Globally. The blue bloods, the ones behind the scene, the ones that are kindred to the Nephilim. Amen. See, the devil's behind the system. That's why the Lord said, be in the world, but not of the world. Come out from among them. Now, you got to live here. You got to go to the grocery store and stuff like that. But you ain't got to be bound in your mind by economic oppression. Amen. I heard Elder say it. No, we're governed by another system. This is why you got to start speaking things and saying things and believing things as it pertains to the kingdom of God and not your situation.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we're living in a time of awakening. People are starting to awaken. And it's not just people. It's God that's doing this. It's a move of God. Amen. And tell somebody, get with the move. See, people like change but don't like to change. But see, some of the stuff you're doing or saying, you got to change that. Like it or not, I don't care if you've been saying it all your life, you need to go back and pull that stuff up, repent, and ask God to help you to talk like you got some sense. I'm talking about some God sense. Amen. People talk and they devalue themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your body responds to that. Man, I'm so stupid doing that. And your body says, oh, stupid. Them neural pathways open up, say stupid, stupid, stupid. Amen. You say it enough, and then your subconscious, then you start acting stupid. For real.
Amen. Amen.
See, the I'm gonna say the universe, everything's made up of the same thing. One frequency. The universe and your mind or your body doesn't care what you say. Whether good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter what you say. It's going to register that. Amen. It's going to register that. Now, I challenge some of y'all because, see, as far as you go, it's John 3:16, you know. That's okay. You're saved. You got God in your heart. You're saved. But God is not so concerned with us about just making it in.
Amen.
We're born again. But he left us here for a reason.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are here for a reason.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.